You are listening to Facing the Last Enemy, Death and the Christian, by Guy Prentice Waters, published by Ligonier Ministries. This book is read by Tim H. Dixon. Dedication. To Will Thompson, born 1944, died 2021, and Becky Thompson. Part 1. Defining Death. Chapter 1. What is Death? Part 1. We all have questions about death. What is death? Why do we die? Why do we all die? Why is death so scary? Why did Christ die? Why do Christians have to die? How can I face the death of someone I love? How can I prepare for death? How can I help others prepare for death? What happens after death? To answer these questions, we need to go to Scripture and see what God has to say to us there. The Bible is God's Word and is completely reliable and true. If the Bible tells us something about death, then we can stake our lives on it. We also have a lot of help. Our spiritual ancestors thought deeply and practically about death. Throughout church history, pastors and teachers have sought to help God's people face death in light of the riches of biblical truth. With the Protestant Reformation 5 centuries ago, the church recovered the gospel in its full biblical integrity. Martin Luther, John Calvin, the British Puritans, and their spiritual heirs have left us rich reflections on suffering, death, and heaven in light of the gospel. But we don't live in the halls of church history. We live in the 21st century. Every generation faces its own particular challenges in thinking seriously and biblically about death and dying. The challenges of the 16th and 17th centuries are not always our own. To begin, we need to think about where we are. Why does modern Western culture, and sadly, sometimes even the church, make it so hard for us to think about death? Challenges from our culture. What are some obstacles that our culture raises to thinking properly about death and dying? There are at least two. The first is that we live in a culture of distraction. Think about it. We have year-round access to sports, live and televised events, both domestic and international, including football, baseball, basketball, hockey, and soccer. We have cable networks, talk shows, call-in shows, all devoted to sports. We have television and movie streaming, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Apple TV, for starters. In 2019, 532 original scripted television series were broadcast in the United States, up from 495 in 2018 and 210 in 2009. And then there are the 24-hour news channels. You couldn't begin to watch all that's on offer. There is music streaming, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon Music. For a few dollars a month, you can stream or download hundreds or thousands of songs. And although social media is a relative newcomer, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok entice users to spend hours on their devices. The point is not that sports, television, music, and social media are bad. They are not. I enjoy each of them. The problem is that our culture overwhelms us with entertainments and diversions. This multi-billion-dollar industry entices us not to think about serious things: life, death, and eternity. Of course, diversion from serious things is not unique to our culture. It is part of our fallen bent as sinners to distract ourselves from the truth. Why do we do this? Blaise Pascal put it well nearly 400 years ago. Being unable to cure death, wretchedness, and ignorance, men have decided, in order to be happy, not to think about such things. And
Sample complete. Ready to continue?